Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the Supernatural Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. We're back for Season 11, and my name is Francie, as usual, and I am joined this year with Christina. Christina, how are you?
Hi. I'm good.
It's been a while since we recapped. But it's been an extra long while because we are in, like, week three of Supernatural right now, and we're only just now recapping episode one, so there's that. There's a reason, though. There's a reason. Stuff happens. We were actually out working a convention and everything the weekend of the premiere, so that caused everything to get off schedule. You'll notice a lot of things are off schedule, like The Walking Dead, Vampire Diaries, the originals. Pretty much everything is a little off track right now, but we're working on getting it back together. So we're going to start off the season by talking about the Supernatural premiere, and I'm just going to warn you guys, it's probably going to be really brief because you watched the episode and you know not a whole lot happened. And what did happen, you just kind of have to take in, and there's not much discussion to be had on it. You know what I mean? You just kind of have to accept it as true. And I do apologize for the way my voice sounds because I am sick. But we're going to just work through that. So we start right off the bat and the darkness is released and Sam wakes up in a little flower field. How special.
Very special for a moose.
Very special.
And he gets to graze a little bit.
He does. But he's trying to find Dean and he can't find Dean. And then he finds Dean. That's pretty much how this recap is going right now. There really wasn't a lot going on. We see the darkness as a female, which her dress was on point. I liked it.
Yeah, her dress was pretty on point. I would like to buy that. I'd wear that.
I would like it, but it probably cost like $300 or something.
Honestly, they're probably even more than that.
Because, you know, movie, TV stuff, but whatever. I'll get a cosplayer to replicate it. No, I'm just kidding, because then it would cost, like, double.
Lord.
But I did like it, and I like that the darkness is a woman. I like that.
That's very nice.
Did you expect that? Let me ask you that. Did you expect, like, a human kind of incarnate to be representative of the darkness, or did you just expect stuff to happen?
I expected stuff to happen. I didn't expect it to be human incarnate. I guess I halfway did because it's Supernatural, but then again, I'm like, no, I don't think they do that.
You don't think that it would be a human, or you didn't think it would be a woman?
A human.
A human? Sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah, a human. It's okay.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I don't know. I just didn't expect it to
well,
be
the
human
only
in
reason,
general.
Yeah, well, the only reason I expected it is because, you know, the internet is full of spoilers, and I or saw something about it.
Oh, I didn't see anything. That's probably why.
Yeah. I don't like spoilers, so. But I did see,
I don't either,
like, someone speculating.
Me?
No, yeah, I was about to say, excuse you, the woman who spoiled, like, all these Game of Thrones things for me. Rude. But, yeah, so the darkness has got, like, a little relationship going on with Dean, so that they're bonded, which I was picking up a little other kind of bonding that wanted to be going down.
Yeah, I didn't.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, well, I completely know what you mean.
Yeah, but, anyways, aside from that, they run into this woman who is, her name is Jenna, right?
Yeah, Jenna.
Jenna. So Jenna kind of joins their little crew, which I'm not going to lie to you. This entire episode felt like an episode of The Walking Dead. Like, straight up.
Right?
Season 1, Walking Dead. I was like, what? They were even in a hospital. And I remember, like, saying something. I was like, crack theory, Sam and Dean are the ones who wrote Don't Open, Dead Inside on the hospital where Rick wakes up from his coma. Crossover right there. That's what it looked like. They were in a hospital, and it was sketchy.
That really was sketchy.
Yeah, and they find, like, this man, and he's got, like, this little baby, and they want him to save the baby. And, like, they're testing each other to see if they have this these marks on them, which is very much like a walker bite in the Walking Dead world. So it felt very Walking Dead to me. But they save the little baby, and at the end, we see the little baby has a little mark of Cain on its belly. I think it was
his
belly.
I hated that part. I really didn't like that.
Yeah.
I knew something was going to be up with the baby, but I didn't expect it to be that.
It's a devil baby.
Lord,
that's what it was. That's what it was. But, yeah, I didn't like that. The baby is not safe. I don't appreciate it. And then another thing I didn't appreciate is the fact that Sam has got the little marks on him. I didn't appreciate that.
I didn't either. Like, poor Sam.
Poor Sam, seriously. I'm not cool with this. Oh, and by the way, I feel I should mention the fact that I have not watched episode 2 yet. So if anything happens in episode 2 and I'm making like an ass of myself right now, we're going to ignore that.
I've watched,
but
I will say that some shit goes down.
Okay, all right. So
I'll leave it at that.
Okay, I'll be prepared for that then. Okay. Another thing I did not appreciate is Castiel suffering, and he calls Dean and Sam, and he is still worried about them more than himself. And I'm like, Castiel, I think you need to look at yourself, and you need to fix yourself, okay?
Oh, he definitely does.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Does it happen in episode 2?
Well, he needs to fix himself. He needs to pray is what he needs to do. We all need to pray for Castiel.
We should pray for Castiel. I don't know if he needs to be praying right now.
Well, when you get to episode 2, you're going to want to pray for him.
I always want to pray for him. I'm always concerned about him. But another thing I think worth mentioning is the fact that Crowley gets put into a female body.
And
he does not call for reinforcements until after the orgy has taken place. What the hell?
Because he wanted it. He liked it, I guess.
I guess so. It's pretty crazy. But that was funny to me. I liked that, actually. It was hilarious. You know, I think that's it.
Honestly, there really isn't that much to say.
Yeah, and see, weirdly, I didn't really have a problem with the premiere. It's not like it angered me or anything. It certainly wasn't the best season premiere. But I also thought that it, like, nothing bothered me about it, really. It just was slow-paced.
Yeah, it was slow. Not a lot really happened, but it wasn't terrible. You know, it didn't make me want to turn it off.
Right, exactly. But, yeah, that's kind of it. We're going to talk about episode 2 tomorrow. So that's going to be out. And then we'll be on track after that. And then we'll do episode 3 this week as planned, usually. And we do apologize for being late. It happens, but we're going to move on from it. But anyways, if you guys want to check out any other of our recaps, you can go to thevro.com or you can check out our Audio Boom channel. We made a move to Audio Boom. We said farewell to Blog Talk Radio for the moment, and we're putting everything on Audio Boom right now. So you can go to audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online, where you can catch everything like recaps. We've got Walking Dead, Once Upon a Time. Me and Christina are also going to be doing American Horror Story. Yeah, there's going to be all kinds of stuff on there. So go check that out. You can go to Variety Radio Online on Facebook. You can go at the VRO on Twitter. It is Variety Radio Online on Tumblr. But for now, we will see you guys tomorrow night to talk about episode 2 of Supernatural. Goodbye.
Bye.